T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we are with Assemblyman David DiPietro. David, why are we out here today?
Because this dictatorial takeover of our state has got to end. And I don't believe we've been lied to. I get the numbers from Albany every day. And this has now been proven that it's going to be less contagious than the normal flu. And the death rate is going to be way less than the normal flu. It's time to face the facts and open the state.
So, to that point, though, we've already begun opening. We're in phase one.
Well, why do we have to stay at phase one? Why did the governor come out and say only churches can have 10 people? That's ridiculous. But he wants to open up casinos. Why can we have 8,000 to 10,000 people go into Walmart every day, but the local bike shop, which might see 5 or 10, is deemed a health risk to the community? It doesn't make sense. And you know why? Because it isn't sense. Okay, it's become political, and it's all about power. And this governor, I have the bill to revoke all of his powers, and it's time that this man steps aside and says enough's enough and we open up the rest of the state. New York City, you might have an issue, but the rest of the state is ridiculous.
What do you think is Governor Cuomo's end game in this?
Money. Money and power, just like most of them. Extort as much money from the federal government as you can to cover up his horrible budgets that have plunged us into deficits that are beyond our imagination.
What's your response to criticisms that would come saying if we open right now, that would expose more people, leading to more deaths?
I'd say that's a big crock of baloney, because right now this country has learned how to social distance, and it has learned how to beat back this flu virus. And I would say that with what we've got going on now, even the people that say, oh, wait for the second wave, I'll tell you right now there's not going to be a second wave.
What about the Spanish flu?
Spanish flu was 100 years ago, and that was contagious, where it affected 1 out of 3 people. That has nothing to do with this. Anybody who says the Spanish flu obviously has no clue what they're talking about health-wise. That's not even apples to oranges. That's apples to train cars. That's not even, it doesn't affect. And it's when people say that, I turn away, because I just say, look, you know what? You don't know what you're talking about.
There was a bill that was recently introduced. I talked to Senator Patrick Galvin about it yesterday. It would basically curb Governor Cuomo's powers under a state of emergency. Do you think something like this is going to be getting widespread support in Albany? I assume, based because you both had the same political party, that you support it. But do you think it's going to get widespread support among both houses?
It's going to get huge support right now. I have the bill I put out 10 days ago with Senator Pam Helming to revoke all of his powers. And yet people don't understand that his powers were only good, no matter what he says, by state constitution for 30 days. 30 days. Then he could do a 15-day extender, and then it was over. Then he had to come back to the legislature and the Senate to vote on it, which we haven't. So right now he is actually making these laws totally illegal against not only the federal constitution, but the state constitution. He does not have this power.
Thanks, Dave.
Welcome.
Not just today, where you guys have about 150 people who come on out, but you're also doing more protests coming up early next week, right?
Yes, Tuesday, 2 o'clock at Old Time Baptist Church in Hamburg.
What's the purpose of this protest?
We're bringing in pastors, priests, rabbis, not only from around the state, but from around the country. And we're calling on all churches in New York State and around the country, all churches, to open up with no restrictions.
Cuomo, I don't remember if it was today or yesterday, he had said that churches can have 10 people or less. I mean, I don't know very many churches that have 10 people only that are going to the churches, but how effective do you think next week's protest will be, and how significant will it be too?
Well, I hope none of them pay attention to that baloney. He's 10 people. That's discrimination. And that's already been struck down in Virginia and another state. Okay, you can't limit it. You can't tell me that you can go put 8,000-10,000 people at Walmart, but only 10 people in a church. Okay, again, he doesn't make these rules and laws. Okay, the Constitution guides us, and we have the right to assemble. We have the right to our religion, and we're going to exercise that. We've played the game long enough, and we have obeyed all the mandates. We've tried to keep everybody safe, but we're at a point now where the numbers are so far skewed that they don't make sense, and they show we can open up, and we are dumbfounded. Why aren't we opening up? Okay, that's what it is. We're dumbfounded that all these numbers in our area show that we should be open. Maybe not 100%, but a lot more than phase one. And so we're not going to take it.
Let's recap this protest here today. It's winding down. You just did a speech up there. We got another gentleman doing a speech right now. Your thoughts on today's protest and how it went?
I love any of these protests because the people have a right to exercise their rights. And we're watching a lot of people on the left try and take away those rights and try and suppress us. I never will. And that's just the way it is. These people want to protest because their rights are being taken away, and I agree with them 100%.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.